Five Ways I Attend to Delusion by Krishna's Mercy.
Binu satsang na harikatha tehing binu moh na bhag. Moh gaye binu rampad hoi na drid anurag.
Quote, without satsang, it is not possible to hear harikatha. Without harikatha, it is not possible to free from delusion. Without being freed from delusion, it is not possible to have determined devotion to the lotus feet of Sri Rama.
Dohavli 132.
1. Finding friends.
I feel so lonely. I have no peers. I at least want to share my experiences. I want to discuss what I have seen. I want to bounce ideas off of others. I want to learn what they have gone through. In this regard, I would like some friends. Any person who shares even a single interest, where we have things in common, I will associate with them.
2. Removing enemies.
These people are the worst. I hate having to deal with them on a daily basis. We have nothing in common. Their interests are the polar opposite of mine. How would we have anything to talk about? They understand nothing of what I speak. If I could remove their influence in my life, I would be much happier. Addition by subtraction.
3. Escaping the cold.
I have had it. No more of this nonsense. Mankind is not meant to be shuttered inside for long stretches of time. They are meant to enjoy the elements. We should be in a place that has decent weather throughout the year. I never want to shovel snow again.
4. Dealing with heat.
This heat is insane. If you stay outside too long, you will be in trouble. We plan our activities to be conducted during the nighttime. How crazy is that? When will the heat subside? We rely entirely on these artificial systems to cool us down, but that is not natural.
5. Safeguarding means of enjoyment.
I need to gather as many devices as possible to be kept in one place with sufficient power to prevent depletion. I need someone to come to the house for cooking and cleaning. I need a better, more reliable car. Not until I meet these needs will I be happy.
Goswami Tulsidas details a chain reaction of sorts, a sequence of events, the beginning leading to the end, cause and effect. The final destination is important. It is the most desired state. If we are suddenly put in charge of a dependent, it is what we would most want for them. That destination is DṛṢha Anurāga. Following devotion with determination. Such devotion does not break. It is without cause. There is no expectation of reciprocation. There is no obstruction due to the factors of time and place. The faithful devotion is at the lotus feet of Sri Rama. In the manner followed by the younger brother named Bharata, the connection to Rama provides everything. The relationship is healing. It is nourishing. The activities based on that connection, which are repeated in a timely manner, nourish the soul. That faithful devotion is not possible without the removal of moha. This is delusion or dualities based on illusion. Delusion is the natural byproduct of lethargy or lack of purpose. If we have nothing else to do on a given day, we can make a game out of tossing a coin. One side is heads. The other is tails. We can then choose which side we prefer. From repeatedly tossing the coin, we keep a tally as to how many times the heads show its face in comparison to the tails. Disregarding the specifics of that particular run in the game, the end result is always the same. We are either pleased with the outcome or we are upset. If the side we pick wins, then we are successful. If the other side emerges victorious, we have failed. This is moha, or delusion, because the sides don't matter at all. The distinction is artificial. It is based on a physical transformation, sculpting matter into the shape of a coin. In making such a distinction, I have merely found a way to pass the time. We can only remove delusion through Harikatha, which is only possible through the association of saintly people. We listen to discourses about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is above delusion. He is the master of illusion. He controls Maya. He is never subject to dualities. Harikatha will not automatically be given to us. We must approach someone who has the information. That knowledge flows like a waterfall, with Hari as the source. There is a chain of teachers, to be respected for their link in the process, who move the ball forward, so to speak. When I am no longer in delusion, when I no longer give priority to the temporary, when I am clearly focused on the task at hand, on the highest mission of the human form of body, then I can see the finish line. I can spend my time in a meaningful way, in devotion to Rama, who is everything. In closing, who is everything to me? Only his feet to see. Since delusion long endured, which only misery ensured. But from Harikatha sound, through sadhu association found, clearly the future to view, Rama fixed in devotion to.